And here you have the adult assessment addendum. On the left, you have the old version, and on the right, you have the new version. The top portion of this form is similar to the child adolescent addendum, which includes date of addendum, assessing practitioner name and discipline, as well as the assessment to addend. For the adult assessment addendum, the new categories that have been added are mental health history or risk option, diagnosis, symptoms, and impairments option, living situation, as well as other information.